Yerushalmi Ma'aseh Sheni, corresponding to Bavli Bechoyo, Daf Lamed Daled. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Ein Sachin Shemen Shal Ma'aseh Sheni B'Yerushalayim V'Chachom Matirin. Rabbi Shimon says that one may not anoint with Ma'aseh Sheni oil in Yerushalayim, and the Chachom permitted. Amar Lo Rabbi Shimon, Yemakal B'Truma Chamura L'Nekal B'Ma'aseh Sheni Hakal. Chachom said to Rabbi Shimon, if we are lenient with a stringent Truma, should we not be lenient with a lenient Ma'aseh Sheni? Amalahen, Mal Layakel Batruma, Hamura, Mokum Shakel, Bakashinim, Vatilton, Nakum Mathasheni, Hakal, Mokum Shalinehakel, Bakashinim, Vatilton. Rabbi Shimon answered the Chachamim that since they were more lenient with vetch and fenugreek of Truma than of Mathasheni, they were also lenient to permit anointing. However, since they were stringent with vetch and fenugreek of Mathasheni, they were also stringent with rubbing its oil. Tilton Shemathasheni to Achal, Simchunim, Vashel Truma, Fenugreek of Ma'aseh Sheni, which is only occasionally eaten by humans and usually eaten by animals, may be eaten as shoots without leaving it to ripen. Fenugreek of Truma, Beis Shammai say that everything done with it must be in Tahara, aside from using it as a shampoo. Beis Hillel say that everything done with it may be done in Tuma, aside from soaking it. Kashini Ma'aseh Sheni, Yoichlu Tzimchoinim, V'nechnasu, V'nechnasim L'Yerushalayim, V'yoitzim. Vetch of Ma'aseh Sheni may be eaten as shoots and may be brought in and out of Yerushalayim. Nitmu Rabbi Tarfon Oimer Yifpardu Le'isoy V'Chacham Oimer Yiftu. If it became Tame, Rabbi Tarfon says that it must be divided into small Tahar doughs of Ma'aseh Sheni and added to less than an egg amount of vetch, and the Chacham say that he should redeem it. V'shel Truma Be'Shamay Oimer Shoyin V'Shafin B'Tahara U'Ma'achilin B'Tuma Be'Sel Oimer Shoyin B'Tahara V'Shafin U'Ma'achilin B'Tuma. Vetch of Truma, Beis Shammai say that he should soak it and rub it to remove its shell with tar hands, and he may then feed it to his animals with tummy hands. Beis Hillel say that he must only soak it with tar hands, but he can then rub it and feed it to his animals with tummy hands. Shammai Oimer Yoichlu Tsurid. Shammai says that he should eat them dry so that it should not be visible that they are now prepared to accept Tuma. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Kol Ma'aseihem B'Tuma. Rabbi Kiva says even its soaking may be done in Tuma. Gemara says Ma'akilu B'Tuma. The Gemara asks, where do we find that they were lenient with Truma? Ka'adar d'tani sachu koyen shemen shel Truma omevi ben bitoy shel yisol omagaloi avgabi me'av ve'ene choshesh. The answer is that the Tosefta, a koyen may anoint with Truma oil and bring his daughter's son, who is a yisol, and roll him on his stomach for the grandson to benefit from the oil, without concern that a non-koyen is using Truma. Am Rabbi Yochanan kan yeshiva divrei sofim ledivrei Torah. Rabbi Yochanan says, referring to Rabbi Shimon's response that there's a leniency in Truma, here Rabbi Shimon responded with a rabbinic law of Truma of Vetch to a Torah law of anointing with Truma and Ma'aseh Sheni. Kinim asnisa muteres le'achol simchoinim. The Mishnah taught that fenugreek of Ma'aseh Sheni is eaten as shoots. The Mishnah means that one may eat it as shoots without waiting for it to grow ripe. Ma b'ne hoin. The Gemara asks, what's the difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah? Amav Yoina Shoyle Beinehoin, Beishamay Oimim Shoyle Beyadayim Tahoyoith, Beithil Oimim Shoyle Beyadayim Tameyoith. Rabbi Yoina answers that drawing out the fenugreek from the soaking waters, Beishamay requires it with Tahar hands, Beithil allows it with Tommy hands. Tani Zudivir Meir, Avadivir Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Beishamay Oimim Komaser, Betahara Chutz Mechafifosa, Beithil Oimim Komaser, Betuma Chutz Mechaliosa. The Brisa says that our Mishnah was said by Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Yehuda says that Beis Shammai say that everything done with it must be in Tahara, aside from shampooing with it. Beis Hillel say that everything done with it may be in Tuma, aside from drawing it out. Ma b'nei hoin, according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding, what's the difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Rabbi Matanya Megiga b'nei hoin. Beis Shammai oimim meigeg b'yodayim tahayroith, Beis Hillel oimim meig b'yodayim tameyroith. The answer Matanya gives is that softening the fenugreek after it was soaked in order to use it for shampooing. Beis Shammai requires it to be done with Torah hands, and Beis Hillel do not.